And Jake, what's it like to be one of the leaders of this, you know, large group of Michigan players at the combine? What sort of camaraderie do you have and as a group, as a unit?
Yeah, it's awesome having so many guys out here, and even out where I was training, there were seven of us. So to have 14 out here, that just speaks to the hard work that this team's put in over these past 3-4 years.
When you say train, where do you train now in the offseason?
I was in San Diego. I'm going to be back in Michigan. You know, we got our pro day on the 24th.
Now, how much are you able to do now, given the conditions?
Yeah, I'm not testing here. As far as bench goes for the pro day, that's something I'm going to have to determine, you know, when that time comes. Possibly in the bench, but none of the running. Yeah, it's still been special. You know, for me, I was excited to do all this medical stuff because I'm so far along in my rehab. I'm doing so well. I'm ahead of schedule, so I know where the average man would be at this point in time, and I know I'm ahead of that. So I've been really excited to show teams that. But aside from that, this is something you dream about as a kid. Just getting to be out here with some, and recognized with some of the best players in the country, that's just been really special.
Besides your health, what do you want people here to walk?
Knowing my love for the game. It's you know, I'm so passionate about this game. I'm so passionate about winning and, you know, trying to, you know, get my name out there and helping the organization reach a Super Bowl.
What's it like to play?
It's been great. You know, I take that as how is that going to prepare for me for the next level. And, you know, interviewing with some coaches, you know, they understand that we're running a pro-style system. We're two backs, two tight ends. You know, I'm flexed out, played so many different positions. And that's going to help me at the next level. It's a different beast, you know. I wouldn't compare them as the same. You know, out here, you know, they're rapid fire. You know, you sat down, you're banging out interviews, constantly getting pulled on by scouts and coaches and stuff. So it's really exciting.
Have you talked to the Lions?
Yeah.
Who'd you meet?
I met with a few scouts, a few like people doing background, their tight end coach, Coach Al.
What did they ask you about?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, that's going to be a question that's going to be asked by just about every team. And I met with all the team doctors out here, too, so they obviously checked that out. And I'll be back in the combine to check, too.
Considering the injury, Jake.
So, yeah, it would be similar to the last one. 3 months post-back surgery, January 10th. 3 months after that, 12 weeks, I'll be running. 4.5 months cutting, 5.5 months will be returned to like football drills. And as far as getting cleared, that'll be kind of something that team doctors will decide on. I know I'll be ready, you know, whenever they clear me. Oh, shoot, I actually, you know, I've tried to build a little relationship with him. I spent some time talking on the phone. We share a financial advisor together, and, you know, just obviously he's a great player on the field. We all know that. I mean, I've seen it. But for him to reach out to me and spend time talking to me, taking time out of his busy schedule and, you know, preparing me for this process, that just speaks to the kind of guy he is, too. So I hope to be, you know, the same player he is someday. I think that's what all the tight ends are working towards, but even more so, to be the same man. You know, I think so. I hope so. You know, we had some good conversations together, so it'd be nice playing with him.
You know, Jake, given the injury and all that and the potential impact, did you ever reconsider or think back to your decision to come back for another year? Have any regrets or anything like that?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, I came back. I made that decision. It was the right decision for me. You know, we had a great year as a team. You know, I improved upon a lot of the things that I came back to improve upon. And, you know, even playing the bowl game, I wouldn't change it going back. You know, I was a leader on that team. I'm a captain. I love that university. And, you know, just kind of the player I am, I wouldn't go. I would never sit out of the game.
Anybody besides Olsen you compare your style of play to?
You know, I don't want to say I compare my style of play to anybody, but I definitely study some NFL guys. I did a film study for Coach Jay Harbaugh on Kyle Rudolph last year. But Jason Witten would be another guy, just a guy you can depend on in the run game and in the pass game. You know, he's more traditional tight end. He's a very savvy route runner. He can get open a bunch of different ways. So, again, you know, we're all working towards a great match right now. So, obviously, we've got a lot of work.
What's the feedback from the team this week?
Well, I've had three meetings so far.
That'd be special.
And, you know, we're just going off film, just watching our plays, watching our plays for a really good year. A lot of good feedback about I like the way I play. I think I'm a three-down tight end. I can stand in the game to run block in and pass catch. So far, I've had meetings with the Giants.
Jake, have you met with the Giants?
Some area scouts, but I haven't met with them, like any coaches.
Yes, sir. With the Jets, I've done a
report on Cal.
Each team.
Is that like a term paper? Why did you end up with
two teams? I do. It was great. As I stated earlier, we talked about plays and just went over it, the formations, and talked about my assignment on the particular play. Coach Rackley was a great guy, great personality.
What were some of the better plays you had this year?
Yeah, it was plays from
I don't think I'll be doing very much in the private workouts. At this point, it's just focusing on rehab, but maybe I will be. I can't say either or, but more so that'll be just getting to know the coaches and the organization, them getting to know me and understand, checking in with how my rehab's going, checking what kind of guy I am, what kind of, my love for the game, and, getting to know me as a person.
I don't think it's underrated or it's underlooking me. Yeah, I do take a lot of pride in hockey.
So I had surgery January 10th. You should begin running 12 weeks after that.
I would just say my ability to be a three-down tight end, being able to stay in the game, run block, also being able to use my athletic ability in the pass game to separate your defenders.
As early as 6 months. It's going to be later. It'll depend on a few things. How much does your versatility allow you to be
a lot, man. Being very versatile, I consider to go out wide, be able to go on the slot. You can put a tight end in so many different places on the field, it's hard to key, to shut him down. So, I think that's what he just said.
A lot of people expect me,
what player would you like to be compared to?
The career that I had in Michigan.
I would compare myself to you right now. It would be Greg Olsen of the Panthers. I think Greg does a great job of, blocking. He's a guy that, he's a three-down tight end. He's a great routes, great hands. A guy that I studied a lot of in college, so I would compare myself to him.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of doctors between me all of a sudden.
Blocker. And I think once I learned that, and put my strength with it, I became a better blocker. As a young guy, I had no technique, just going there playing, freestyling. So once you get the technique down and the footwork, I think you can block anybody.
You could have gone anywhere in the country to play. That definitely helps. What drew you to Alabama?
I would say just the guys on the team before me, always coming on visits as a recruit, and guys would just show me love as I was already on part of the team, welcome me with open arms, and I always got that love from Alabama. It just felt like home before I even committed to the school. Jordan Reed is a guy I like to watch also. He's a guy, he's kind of considered a receiver by a lot of guys, but he runs really good routes, and the way he runs routes is fantastic. So I try to steal a lot of things from his book.
When you had the injury, it seemed like that night you're tweeting and you seemed like you didn't have some. Is that because you went through it before and you knew what was ahead?
I just want to clear the air up.
Being a three-down tight end, a guy that can come in and defenses cannot kill you just because you come in on three downs and you're going for a pass. I want to be a guy that just stays on the field all the time. I can do it all, play goal line, packages, all of the above, check all the boxes off.
How big a deal is intelligence at your spot where you have to play fullback sometimes, tight end, some wide open stuff?
Can you say that one more time?
How big a deal is intelligence considering you line up at a lot of different spots?
This process.
You have to know the whole playbook. We learn concepts and other schemes. I try to learn about three positions just in case I'm in that spot one day on the field. So, the tight end position and being a guy that can go and play different positions, you have to learn it all. And I think it takes a lot, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. Outstanding. That's something that you work for a lot. Everybody wants to go in the top two rounds, and to be a guy considered the number one round.